We're back in session now at 7:35 and 7:32. Next on the agenda is National Council. Speaker.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Our budget total this year will be $2,477,977. Now the changes will be travel will be $110,000. Mileage will be $65,000. We did have a reduction in salaries and wages. That was from the elimination of a position.
Legal services?
Legal services, yes, from $138,500 to $90,000 because we are looking to go with a in-state local attorney versus out-of-state. And I came up with that figure because currently Zeke's monthly pay has been $7,000 or less. So we went with $90,000 for the 12 months.
I know our taxes down by $20,000 also?
Yes.
So overall budget it was decreasing last year to this year too?
Yes,
so
sir.
About $200,000.
Yes, sir.
Okay. Any questions? Hearing none, I motion to accept the budget as presented.
Motion
with the changes.
That's
presented.
Make a motion.
Okay. Second. Okay.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
I have 4 in favor and against. That's been approved. Thank you, Speaker.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Thank you, Committee.
Next on the agenda is the Supreme Court. Good evening.
Good evening.
Hey, you know your budget with us?
Okay, our budget is actually about $684,000 compared to $734,000 last year. We've come down on just about every line item that we can. We have left our contractual amount of $100,000 that's for litigation fees or our federal cases. Other than that, everything is pretty much the same. It went down at least.
Any questions on the Supreme Court's budget?
On your NCAI?
Yes.
Do you have all four of them listed or just the two or one?
I believe it's just one we have.
But even at that, you only use 42%, so you're still good.
Mm-hmm. I think so. Yeah, a lot of the justices weren't able to attend a couple of them that we had budgeted, and so that's why we've had so much left this year.
How many usually attend the Fed Bar and NCAI?
Fed Bar, we usually have at least 4, if not all of them attend. And then NCAI, Vice Chief Justice Thompson went this year.
Any more questions, Dave?
No. That's
Pete?
No.
Randall?
No.
Hearing other questions, I have a motion to accept the budget as presented.
I'm making a motion.
Right. Roll call, please.
Pete Weaver?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
Yeah, 4 in favor, 0 against. That motion has been approved. Thank you.
No.
Next on the agenda, executive branch.
Please.
Good evening. About to come up here with the Supreme Court's budget.
you don't want favors.
Okay. Just as an overview, we have made reductions overall, and I think the total reductions, I calculated, it was $91,968 from the previous year reductions in amounts requested for salaries, which and resulting fringe, travel reduction, supplies reduction, lodging reduction, fuel purchase reductions, indirect cost reduction, and those are the decreases. Also, when you look at the salaries, there's one proposed reduction in the executive assistant. And that's pretty much it.
Questions, Pete?
No.
David?
Yeah. Well, Chief, same thing on your travel.
Yes, sir.
I know you reduced it down to 10,000.
You want to increase
as
that?
We've been discussing, do you feel like we need to raise it?
I think I'm okay probably with the 30 at this point. Should something occur, we'll let you know. You know, the expensive ones are going to Washington, D.C. I mean, you can't even go up there under $3,000. And fortunately, I've only had to go a couple times. But at this point, you know, just to try to keep ourselves in check, I would just recommend we just stay at 30. And
okay.
Should something change, we'll either come back to you or we'll work something out within our own budget.
Okay.
If that's okay.
Any other questions, David?
Go ahead. I'll come back.
Okay. Randall?
No, that is not a question.
Okay. Back to you, David.
I was just looking at your donation contribution, 63. So it's at 20, and you left the same. Okay. I didn't know if you needed that a little bit more or what.
You know, we have brought that down. You looked at 5601, that one?
Yeah. Is that 20 last year, and now it's at 20 this year?
We have, Chabon, let's see, one moment ask that, but we have renegotiated some of the agreements that were in place before, so actually we reduced the cost of those, and so we still have presence in some of the markets, and with things that we support, it's just not at the level we had in the past. So I guess I would just ask you if you think that's going to be sufficient or not.
Well, I mean, just depends on what other, I mean, first year is kind of hard to really see, but, you know, I think that right now it would suffice until, you know, and that's something that his office and my office kind of collaborate on certain items that come about that if he's unable to do it, then we would be able to.
Okay, so you'll leave it the same, that's what you're saying? Leave it the same, okay.
Yeah, what we don't know is what new people are going to show up.
True.
Okay. I'm just still looking at the travel because I know, you know, for our earlier discussion that we need more presence.
You know, we could, if you wanted to, we could leave it at this year's.
Just leave it.
And then throughout the year, monitor it and see. I mean, we're trying to do the best we can in managing our travel money, keep it down. But there may be some required trips this coming year.
What? Did you want to increase it by 10,000 or you leave it the same?
He's
to leave it. Okay.
We need to.
Any other questions, Jim? No other questions. I hear motion to accept. The budget as presented. Here, second.
Second.
Okay, roll call, please.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
We have 4 in favor, none against. That's been approved. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, sir.
Second, Chief.
First of all, we're going to look at each line item and we'll start with the travel. We're going to leave travel at $20,000 this year. We're going to stay this name and hopefully we don't have to use it all. But you never know. Mileage, we've been trying to be frugal on our mileage too, but we're going to leave it the same. Supplies, we're going to reduce our supplies to $5,000 this time. I think we're going to have some left over this year. So
copies of our. We're wanting to make reduce some of the line items.
Okay, so yeah, we don't have it.
And I printed out copies for y'all to see if.
The Ruby
Gill.
The Ruby Gill.
The Ruby Gill.
Okay, we're down to supplies. Mm-hmm. We're going to cut our supplies $5,000 this year. So I think we'll be okay there. Training fees, we didn't use any last year, but I told her just go ahead and leave that one in there just in case that something does come up. And we're going to cut our seminar meetings. 5221, we're going to cut it $1,000. Vehicle repair and maintenance, we're going to leave it $1,500. We don't use the vehicle that much, but it might need some tires this year. So, and of course, oil change and that sort of thing. So, fuel purchase, again, we've been trying to be frugal about this thing, and a lot of times we just use our own personal cars for that sort of thing. But again, their chief and I kind of share too, and so. But I think we're going to be okay. But even cutting it $2,000, our membership fees, we've removed it altogether. Donations, we left at $16,000. PR, we left at $23,000. And we'll move on down to phones. Telephone, fax, we left the same. We still have the same amount of telephone. Communication, reduced it $1,000. No, we increased it.
We increased, but it was originally $2,000, and we reduced that one to $1,000.
Cool. And that was due to, they suggested I get a phone. So I got a phone this year. So other than that, we're doing good.
Okay. On out. Pete, questions?
No questions.
David.
Go ahead.
Have no questions coming.
Probably just the travel.
We talked about that and. I think we're going to be okay there, and like I said, I think we're going to have enough, even if we have to move around 10%, I think we'll be all
right. Okay. Well, you only use 38%.
Right. Okay.
Adam, question?
No.
Okay.
David? On that conference that you had, conference seminar meeting, is that just, what would that
be? I think that's the fees, NCAI, I think I'm going to AAI this year. And I think it was like $420.
Because you didn't use any last year?
No.
So you think that $2,000 would be good enough?
Yes, sir.
Okay. That's all I
am. Okay, any other questions? Or a motion to accept the Second Chief's Office budget as presented?
To make a motion.
Second.
Okay, roll call please.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
Yeah, 4 in favor, yes, that's been approved. Thank you, Second Chief. Moving on to the agenda, Secretary of the Nation.
Good evening.
Good evening.
I'm here for Joel Blue. Unfortunately, he's in the hospital. Also, Jerry Wilson, the Muskogee Loan Fund, is included with the Secretary of the Nation. Not included in the same budget, but it's a program under the Secretary of the Nation. So, would you like Jerry to come up here with us or wait till we're done?
Wait till we're done. That's okay.
Okay. With our budget, our salary and wages went down because the last budget year, the Muskogee Loan Fund was included in our one budget. So we decreased a lot in our line items. We kept travel the same. We took away mileage. We increased supplies because we've used probably 3,000 this year. Now we've been little budget mods increasing it because of our copier, our envelopes. We send out letters and receipts all the time throughout the year. We took out training and fees. We increased conference seminars and meetings. We took out software licenses. We kept memberships the same. Equipment lease and rental we kept the same, but as of right now, I've had to increase that by, right now I think I put a $2,400 for that for this year to get us through the end of the fiscal year.
So $1,700, did you want to increase that, you said?
I believe that we probably should increase that. I just went off the same numbers of last year before we turned this in. And this year, our bill is about $600 to $700, depending on how many copies we make and if they're colored or not. And this year, it's costed us $2,400.
Okay. You have a motion to increase the budget by $700? For the equipment lease and rental?
Yes.
I'll make a motion.
I'm here. Second?
Second.
Okay. Any discussion about that? Pete?
No.
David?
Okay. I don't remember
that. Just trying not to use color.
Okay. Motion made to increase the line item of 5330 by $700. Roll call, please.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
Yeah, 4 in favor, and against that motion has been approved to increase the line item by $700.
Okay, we took out the stipends. I believe that was for the board before when CDFI was in our budget. We decreased our telephone fax on site. There's 3 positions under the Secretary of the Nation and Commerce office, so we only need 3 phone lines. We don't have a fax, which we don't fax that much anyway. So I kept the communications the same, and we took out contract children.
Okay. Big questions?
No.
Random questions? Adam? David, questions?
Yeah, I was asking Ruby, if you look on supplies, they're on the budget, it says 4,040 on the far left-hand side. She's, let's explain it was modified. From last year, 10%? Because it looked like you only used 67%.
I just put a lot more in there because I've had to order a lot more, like a lot more other stuff, supplies. I mean, coffee and copier paper. We water all the time.
Coffee.
We have.
Well, actually,
we
actually,
have a couple of offices in our building.
Well, actually, your budget last year was $4,040, and you only asked for $3,000 this year.
We've increased that through budget model.
Yeah, but like I said, so but you decreased it by here, you said, so.
It was originally 2,000.
Yeah, you went to 4,000.
Right? Is that the way it was? It was originally 2,000, it was modified and made it 4.
Yeah.
Any time you see the, okay, like the supplies that I just had passed last year was $2,000, and according to the receiver right now, it shows 4,040.50 is because she modified it.
Yeah. I thought that we were going to be paying for the blinds for our building, so I was increasing it to get things squared away, but we didn't have to.
Okay.
So that's the extra money.
Any questions, David, any more?
No.
Or none? Here, a motion to accept the budget as modified and amended for the $700. Here, second.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
David Hale.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
Yeah, 4 in favor, none against. That's motion been approved. Okay, now we need to take a look at the Muskogee Fund loan fund, which is under the. Agenda.
Can we use your copy?
Huh?
Can we use the copy?
So it's under Chief.
I'm going to use y'all.
Oh, yeah.
You want me to make copy?
Oh, it's still going to be this. It's under,
so. Under,
under, under
yeah,
his
yeah.
Secretary's motion.
We have 432026.
Do you have this one?
Or? Okay, hang on. 438 on
here. So Jerry Wilson.
Which one you got? Yeah, that says Lahoma. No, it says Lahoma. Same as, but the dollar amount is the same one as right here.
This is the one that Jim.
The dollar amount.
John Blue's. Yeah, same. The bottom of the dollar
yeah.
sign.
Yeah.
But this is the one that was supposed to be resubmitted. So can we make copies for committee, please?
Is it different? Is it different?
It's different from that.
Oh, it is different, huh?
The total's the same.
Okay.
The dollar.
Yeah.
So
okay.
While she's making copies to the chair of the committee, John Blue emailed me the original budget that was submitted, and he said that we need to get together and kind of revise it to reflect what we're going forward. So me and John Blue got together to revisit the budget, and then probably last week sometime, he emailed me the revised version. What he said he was going to submit to the committee. I was thinking that it was already submitted, but it wasn't. So, but while she's making copies, I guess two or three things. One is we have a need for the chief financial officer for the Muskogee Loan Fund. As we move forward, then we need to eventually keep our own set of books, manage our payables, manage our receivables, manage our funding agreements with our funding agencies that we have in tackle with right now. In fact, I've discovered that we are out of compliance in some of our funding reports. As you imagine, as our loan fund grew, the portfolio of the receivables grew. So we have an internal system that we keep track of those, but we haven't done a very good job collecting or quality our processes for managing collections. So when I met the board initially, we talked about reorganizing Muskogee Loan Fund to, number one, more professional look in terms of the skill sets we need to continue to grow the fund. And those kind of things. So what you have is a revised budget that John emailed me that said this is what he was submitting as a final budget. I felt just a little awkward because I hadn't had a time to have a board meeting which I just assumed that the board would be involved in the budget process and that the board would approve the budget, and they didn't actually make the request to you, our funding needs. As you will note, there was two items or two positions that we're just showing zero right now, hoping that maybe throughout the year if we obtain some grant funding, but we're not funding the office secretary and administrative assistant at this point. We're just going to roll our sleeves up with ourselves, you might say, because we'd rather have the skill set and the people that's in there. The other thing is...
President Jerry, so the board, your board hasn't approved this at all yet?
The board hasn't approved yet. We're having the first board meeting since
I think that in order for us to really present, to go forward with this budget, your board needs to have, we need to have approval from the board to present to us.
That's what my thought was.
So, can we have a motion to postpone until the board gets together and make an approval of the budget?
Motion postpone.
Okay. Your second?
Second.
Okay, and we'll try to get a date if the board needs to have approval.
We're going to have a board meeting next Wednesday.
Okay, so that's now to get done, and we'll set a date for it, okay? Yep. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Hope.
Sure. You try to get that done before that, if at all possible, because after tomorrow, depending on what happens tomorrow, the whole budget will be tended upon this piece here.
When are you meeting next Wednesday?
Next Wednesday. I have emailed the budget to the board, and I've got concurrence, but we haven't had an official board meeting.
We try to get sooner than later if we can. Okay.
My problem is when I survey them, seeing when they can meet. Next Wednesday, or is they can meet?
You might tell them they won't have a budget until they meet. Maybe I'll get them going a little faster.
I can tell them.
Okay.
Worst case scenario, we could go with the proposal that was already sent for now.
Well, we have a project that it wasn't been approved by the board. That's what we need to see.
This one was.
Oh, that was approved by the board?
Okay. The original that was in this budget.
Okay. So we if, once you find out if the...
I don't think it was. That's not in the minutes. That was prepared by the previous director. Because I asked the board, and the board said, no, we haven't approved
them. Okay, well, once you find out from tomorrow whether how soon they can be, and so we can get our budget
okay.
Prepared.
Sure.
So, do all in favor say aye, postpone? Roll call. Right. Mm-hmm. Roll call, make a roll call.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
Yeah, 4 in favor, none against, 2 opposed. Me and postpone. Thank you.
Okay, thank you.
Moving on down the agenda is the public relations. Good evening.
Good evening.
Mr. Wilkes. Mr. Wilkes? Oh.
Hey, Speaker. If you catch him, just tell him when they get submitted, if they can get a copy of Ruby as soon as possible.
Okay. Thank you. Mr. Gowers.
Good evening. Chair, committee, thank you for having me. Of course, we have our annual budget here. Of course, we had some decreases with salary fringe. Travel went from, of course, 12,000 to 10,000. Mileage is still the same. Supplies went down 6,602 to 20,000. Well, 26,000 to 20,000. Of course, the ground, training fees, conference and seminars have been, of course, zeroed out. Well, software licenses went down to 32,000. It's normally for our PR software that we use for press releases and things that we use for our PR information. Uniforms are, of course, is zeroed out. Vehicle maintenance repairs, 1,000, stayed the same. Fuel purchases went down from 4,500 to 2,400. Memberships is 1,600, which we use for like Chamber of Commerce. Printing publishing stayed the same. Advertising went down from 350,000 to 317,000. Equipment a lease is $3,500, contractual still at $1,000, and the PR is went from 86 to 74. $775. Telephone is $9,800. Communications, of course, is went down from 89 to 8,900 to 3,600, and indirect costs has went down as well.
Okay. Questions? Pete?
Public relations.
Yes, sir.
That has decreased. Do you think that will affect us in any way?
I mean, it could. You know, we just took it down just for what we needed to do with the 10% cut, and so we just went from different areas of our budget. But yeah, I mean, it could, because like what Chief said, you know, sometimes there are things that we're able to do. Our office is able to do, like the donations and be able to do things throughout the community. So that's what that particular line item is able to do.
Okay. Okay, Pete?
Yeah.
David?
kind of like Pete. Because you use about 80% of it.
Right.
So, you know, that's what? 12,000?
Yeah.
And I don't want to shortchange you. If that's something you really.
Yeah,
if it's something that's really needed.
We depend on it. You know, a lot of the communities do. You know, we help. You know, of course, they do the powwows and things like that. The community, that we were able to help. You know, with you know, even the public schools that we help with some of the athletics and things like that as well. So, but yeah, we could always use more of that. So
that actually went down from 105,000,
right?
Down, and we took it to 74. So it's like almost $30,000 that we decreased that.
Yeah, that's right.
Because
100
on
my part.
Yeah,
104.
Sorry.
Yeah, 104. Yes, sir. And we modified it to
74.
Well, we took it down to 74,750 in order to do the 10%.
Now on your fuel, you use 98%.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 45 down to 2,400.
Right.
So, you want to get you a CNG car or what?
Yeah, we can.
You know, a little small one.
We'll see. We went ahead and we traded the convertible in. What was straight across, and was able to get a vehicle that we could actually use. So you know, so we're able to.
Dave, make your other question piece too on the.
Public rights.
Yeah, did you want to go ahead and make that back to 86 or 8,000?
Well, what would the total be, Ruby? Would it be 79 plus the 74?
Where we
public relation.
Right now you have you have 79 plus 3,000, so it looks like maybe additional 82,000, 83,000.
How much do you want me giving?
Well, I wouldn't mind just leaving it the same, do you think?
No.
86.5. What it was last year?
Yes.
Well, actually, it went to modification when it was 104.
Well, I'm just looking at last year's budget.
So we're going to make it to 86.5. You make it later.
86.5. I make the motion.
You can be fine. Chief, you can be fine with that?
Sorry. I'm about two steps behind you on that motion.
On the public relations, he's got 74.7.
David, got a motion on the floor right now. I mean, he didn't make a motion. I'm going to make a second. Wait a second. Second.
Public relations, you got 74,750, went down about 12,000. If you're fine with that, I made a motion to bring it back up to 86,500.
Yes.
Okay. And the question, roll call, please. That's to make it 86,500.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Adam Jones? Yes. Chairman, got 4 in favor, 0 against.
Yeah, 4 in favor, 0 against, to make the public relations item number 5602 back to 86,500.
Yeah, this one used to make this one be.
Okay. Dave, you have any questions?
Yeah, on the fuel, so you're going to be fine with it.
Yeah.
Hitchhike.
Yeah. Anything else, David? Because we are putting a CNG station
there. Yeah.
Where are you?
Question?
Yes, sir. Well, it was actually, you know, it's still part of the budget. We kept it due to the fact that we are taking on the health marketing as well, so those would possibly be another, you know, availability. We just kind of want to see where we're at, and if there's, if we need to add those, then we're still able to fill those positions if we need it because of the health.
Hang on, he's still in semester, so
yes, one more.
Okay.
Chambers, you're talking about the membership piece. Mm-hmm. Which chambers are you from?
Right now, it's just here in Okmulgee. Based on, you know, would like to actually get out a little bit more. But now we're, due to the fact, I think somebody from the Commerce is actually going to be sitting on that. I don't know if that might be something they may need to put in their budget. But,
did Chris add Bill not waiting for me?
He's on the city council.
Just a suggestion. Yeah, that's all I have.
Okay. Adam?
Yeah, if we need to bump up the advertising because of taking on the health, his overall budget was almost 181,900, almost 182,000, which was more than 10%, and it left him 50,000, and we just made that adjustment from 74 back to 86, which is roughly 12,250. Do you want to take the difference of that to give him some money for health advertising? Because he's still at under 10%. He's actually over 10%.
True. Yeah.
What's
up?
Chief, would you be okay with that if we add a little bit more marketing or money to advertising and help for health?
Yes,
since you're taking that on.
I would.
I think let's just do 20 extra to advertising, like a motion to adjust to what.
So you make it 337?
Yes, make it 337. I just rounded up to 340, and that's easy.
Okay. So that's a motion or a second for that?
Where's it in?
Second.
Line of 5327.
5327.
The motion is making advertising from 370 to 340. Is that second, Randall?
Yes, sir.
Okay, roll call, please.
Yes. Adam Jones. Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Chairman, got 4 in favor, 0 against.
At 4 in favor, none against. That's been approved. All right, back to the budget that has a modified of two motions. Do we hear a motion to accept the budget as amended?
Make a motion.
Second.
Second.
Roll call.
This motion?
This is to approve the budget.
I don't know. Through it.
All right. Oh, okay.
No.
Yes. Okay.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Chairman, got 4 in favor, 0 against.
Got 4 in favor, none against to approve the budget for public relations.
Go. Thank you.
There we go. I'll ask questions.
You got lucky.
I had your phone on.
He kept kicking me. Let's go, let's go. Next on the agenda is tourism and recreation.
I thought it was tourism exception.
Good evening.
Good evening. Committee and Mr. Chairman, thank you guys for having us again, just like everybody else. And, came in a little late on the fiscal year, so I've been doing my own budget hearing basically for the last several weeks, and Ryan's great. He's been walking me through where we're at, what we're asking for, and so I've asked him to sit with me this afternoon to maybe provide more detail than I can at this point, and just kind of highlight a few of the major changes, some of the big stuff that we overall, the 10%, a lot of things went down, some stayed the same. A few that went up on supplies, we're spending over every year on supplies and having to move money. And so to try to help justify that, we went up with supplies. Travel guides on the printing and publishing. The travel guides that Brian and the crew over there created are very popular. very, very popular, and we're getting asked for those left and right. So printing costs overall has went up on that. We had to allow for that. And then you work your way down to, see, I'll just try to highlight some of the bigger ones, but services or building maintenance repairs. See, I saw several this year, and they had to move money to allow for that. So went up with that as well. Spraying for the grass, and Mike Sands has, worked out. More chemicals sometimes needed to help keep control of that with the amount of grass that we mow over there. And then toward the bottom, you see renovation from zero. The reason that went from zero and changed that direction is we've usually used in the past, they have used building to do most of the construction and those things. Some of the items that they did this year were, it was recommended they be more on a renovation line instead of a building line. So kind of move that there to allow for renovations. One that was building the vendor pads. And some of those things cost, and that was recommended to be used as renovations instead of buildings for that site. Also on salaries, I want to point out a correction we just caught tonight, actually. Actually, the first one's not necessarily a correction, it's just this was submitted in April, and so some things have changed from the standpoint of the director is not making the proposed salary. He'll be on the very low end of that salary range. And then also, on maintenance worker, the second maintenance worker, that should be an SG7, and also that proposed salary is not correct. That should just be what the current salary reads. And so, don't go ahead.
But the opposite.
Oh, I'm sorry, yes, I'm wrong.
The proposed salary is actually the current salary.
Okay,
the current salary is not reflective.
Okay. Those are some of the major changes.
That's reflected in your total budget here, right?
Yes. Yep, the numbers don't change.
Do you guys work in conjunction with, like, River Spirit, in terms of some of the stuff, or working with them advertising, or reservation, or casinos and stuff, Margaritaville coming on? Were you guys working with them much at all?
Work in conjunction with them, but we'll obviously expect more and more, especially for River Spirit, with the amount of publicity that we can gain from that side.
Okay. Yeah, for the past 2 years, we've reached out to all 9 casinos and let them know that we sign up with the state of Oklahoma each year. We go to a variety of travel shows for different markets. We always take any brochures, any items they have, any concert they're trying to sell. We send them the information from that. We're sharing the statistics from that at Travel OK. We're in constant contact at this point. We're picking up their newsletters. We've started sharing ad spaces. Last year, if you happen to look at the state of Oklahoma travel guide, we shared an ad space. It was cheaper for us to buy a full page together and then split it amongst the two of us than do 2 half pages. Okay. So we started coordinating with them, and then their ad agency is now Wide Awake in Reno.
Okay, cool. Big questions?
No.
David? You said there was changes on the salary. Has Ruby got the changes along there?
What it was is the proposed salary is actually the current salary. So the numbers actually don't change. It looks like that there's actually a raise there. So the current salary for that maintenance worker is currently $27,498. So we will have to get with Ruby to change it to an SG7. But the numbers are still good.
What'd you say? $27,498.
It's
correct.
Yeah.
But the total is
8,537.
It's still the same. Nothing changed.
Nothing's changed.
Are you sure?
Yeah. We just changed in that grade.
Yeah.
Any questions? Have your phone handy.
What's that?
So just have your phone handy.
Oh,
okay.
Any other questions, David? Randall?
Uniforms and accessories. Pretty freezer on that.
To 2,000?
Just went up from 1,800 to 2,100.
Yeah, what kind of uniform?
Basically polos for majority of the staff. We have the outside workers that...
They get boots and also coats for outdoors.
Dang, I'm in job. Membership fees.
We're joining more association, more best word for that.
We are members of IANTA. It's an American Indian Alaska Native Tourism Association. We're also members of Meeting Professionals International, and River Spirit has now joined that. They basically plan conferences, but also sell conferences. So this year, for instance, River Spirit wasn't available to go to Atlantic City. That's where the conference was. So they gave us their thumb drives, their brochures, and so while we were there, we were selling the property, saying, hey, if you're looking for a new place, here's the sales department's information. So River Spirit's now going to start hosting things like that. They're hoping at one time to get that conference. Other things for members of is like Green Country Marketing Association and also Lake Tahoe Association.
Adam?
So, let me make sure we're right before we approve this. On the proposed salaries over here, on the back of the day, it's mm-hmm. 517,629, and it doesn't come up to say 502,903 because that proposed salary, which change in tourism director, is it at 75,987?
Yes, I'm on the low end of that.
So you're
very low end of that.
75,987.
Yes,
and then the other one in the proposed salary is the actual, so it's 27,498.
Yes, that's the employee's current salary.
Okay, so all those added together, really, it's 502,903.
Yes, if you change the tourism's director's salary, yeah.
It needs to be changed, though.
Yes, he was not on staff, so we...
Yeah. No, yeah,
right.
Good. I knew that. I was just
but
trying to make sure that...
To reflect the numbers, grants.
Yes, mm-hmm. So for... Ruby.
Oh, which one? So you're changing the 75,000, right?
Right. So is that number in the... 517,630 needs to be changed too.
On the
so that's going to change your fringe and everything.
MGT and the indirect
yes.
cost.
So
he wants to make it 75,000. See where it says?
On
the low end? He's making 75,790,000. He said.
Yes, the low end of that.
You know where it's
changing.
Okay, and then that's the only one that's changing the proposed life, correct?
That's right. Yeah, the salary. He just ain't changed way on here. On here, he's trying to change. That's on here. On his proposal is 90,000. They want to change 75.
It's 75.
Yeah, it's going to change. Yeah. So that's the only one change. Yeah. He picked up there. So.
I have another question.
Okay. Adam, is there any other questions?
We just come over at number four.
Okay. Is that any other questions?
That's it.
Adam, yeah. David, your question.
On the recreation consulting, it says current salary. Okay. Oh, so that dropped?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Yes, that position's actually been reclassified.
Yes.
Okay, it's G.
And
instead of 12, it went down to 9.
Yes.
And on that second.
That proposed salary is correct on that line as well. That's okay. Where it is currently.
On the second maintenance worker, SG7, was that an addition? Was that a new one?
No, that was from last year. Last year, that employee went up to the 27,498.
Because last year, I'm looking at last year, there was only one maintenance worker.
In tourism?
Yeah.
Because I have three of them. So.
Well,
SG9 and 36,831, and I figured that was the first one. Unless y'all hired one between the years.
Maintenance housekeeping.
There's two? That's what I was wondering. Was maintenance housekeeping change?
Oh, okay. We did have a maintenance worker, and he did come in last year to be full-time for housekeeping. And he's actually started reverting back and going back. He's kept his same position. It's just we relabeled him inside.
He just changed the title.
Yeah. Basically going from the outside to the inside to be janitorial.
In which then y'all increased his salary to 27.
Last year.
He was 21,012.
Last year.
Yeah. I mean, well, it changed this year because last year he's got 21,112.
Sure.
His current salary.
It wasn't this fiscal year than that happened.
It'd be last fiscal year. And I know it was in between budgetary times because it was actually an increase. It was not through the council.
Okay. I don't have to call you now. I'm good. Well, yeah.
Sorry?
Are you ready for the change?
Oh, sure.
Okay, basically that one line change, the 90,713 went to 75,900, correct?
Yep.
So that brings your total salary to $469,753. Then it changes your fringe to $264,001. Then it'll change your indirect cost to $122,136.
For a total budget of?
Okay.
Any other questions, Pete?
No.
David, any questions? Such questions? Okay.
$405,006.
$104,500. Okay, your motion to approve the budget with changes?
Motion to approve.
Okay. Did you second it?
I second.
Okay. Roll call, please.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
Hicks. David Hill.
Yes.
Chairman, got 4 in favor, 0 against.
Yeah, 4 in favor, none against. That's been approved.
Thank you.
Speaker, may I ask him a question?
Sure.
Hey, good question. Yes, sir. Why do we charge our other Creek Nation departments to use the facilities or the building?
That's a good question.
In the future, and so they say, why exactly now? In the future, I was my first question when I saw another department, we charge department to department. And so they do currently. I would like to see a very minimal charge for just about anything across the line, especially for our departments, and increase the deposit from the standpoint of to make sure that the facility stays in good shape and things are cleaned up afterwards, and then you get the majority of your money back. And so right now, why do we charge a fee? That's because I was instructed to. That's why we've been doing it.
I can tell you why.
Thank you, Ron.
Well, we charge a fee for other departments to use the dome because we are supposed to be a self-sustaining department. And in order for us to maintain operations without asking for more additional for additional funds or seeking funds elsewhere, then we're able to maintain those operations in the dome, such as electricity, water, because that, can you tell them how much a regular electric bill is each month?
Left of the dome, it varies from $2,500 to $3,300.
So that's why we charge. Okay. And that's why we've done that in the past, so that we can maintain sustainability.
Okay. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, sir. Okay. Next on the agenda is I had a question, but I think Ruby had her hand up before I did. What's that? Oh.
Back to the charge. It's been kind of back and forth, but that dome was built with that fund. And in the proposal, it was supposed to be built for everybody to use it. So, that's something we might ought to look into.
I can answer that. After 5 years of the building being in use, we don't have to follow those HUD regulations. And that was told to me by HUD.
Okay. David? Now, what's the charge? How much I charge them to you?
I'd have to look at the lease because I don't handle those things. That's something that Roger Johnson does. And I know that there is a lesser fee for citizens and for departments as for people who are not.
Because I don't know, what did you say, $2,500 average?
That's an electric bill, an average electric bill.
That's what I was wondering. If it's calculated per how many days you're charging, is that how it's calculated? Or?
You know, those fees came up before I had anything to do with it. And then I was also told to keep that fee in place to make it self-sustainable.
Chief?
Mr. Chairman, I support what they're doing because I want the program to understand that it isn't free to use it, because we have some who would probably use it every day of the year if they could, and they're assuming the expense. And so I'd like to see the programs understand that if they're going to hold the event there, they need to budget it because it's coming out of somebody's money.
Okay. So,
can I also explain it another way, I had a problem with it myself. You know, why are we charging our departments to do this? So we use it on a daily basis, and we have programs in place that Roger has created for fitness, for our citizens, for our employees, for people in general. And we pay the electric bill when we use it. So when other people come in and use it when we're not able to, then they're paying for that. So it's just like if they were to move into the building, they have to pay for all those things.
Yeah.
Because when they're using it, we can't.
Okay, cool. Okay, anything else? Okay. Thank you, guys. Come ahead.
Mr. Chairman, members of the council,
I apologize. You want to introduce yourself?
I'm sorry.
Pete's ever met or
David Turner. New Director of Tourism and Recreation. I thought I had met you previously, but I knew everybody, so I apologize. I didn't think about that.
Thank you.
Obviously, on the budget here, I've followed the directive of cutting the budget by 10%. And just any questions you might have, I'm ready to answer.
Is Stallion making any money?
We are not. No, no, sir. We're not. We're going, this year we should end up about $300,000. And the, I fought keeping up the numbers. I know the oil field had a little bit something to do with it. It's not the only excuse. I'm sure it's felt in other areas. Lost a couple of big tournaments because they simply didn't hold them this year. Just didn't have the money, according to them. In view of all this, on my current SEBA, our budget last year was $970,000, and I'm going to come in this year probably around $800,000. So I've cut back about $170,000 in expenses is where I should be by the end of this year. So we are going to obviously lose money. But I definitely have cut way back on expenses by at least about $170,000. That should be where I'm at by the end of this fiscal.
Pete, any questions? David?
No.
No.
Yes, sir. Bank charges. What's the bank charges? That's the $10,000.
That's all of the your credit card expenses. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Advertising. $25,000.
Yes, sir.
I want to increase that. Maybe that might be a problem. We're not making any money.
Well, we advertise and everything down in in the area, everything that's local.
Maybe you want to expand out a little bit more. I mean, I'm not telling you how to do your job, but it might be something you want to look at.
Yeah. would definitely
about the advertising agreement. Whenever we advertise for tourism and recreation, we include Fountainhead in that, and we also have paid for billboards for them so that we can advertise outside of that area so that other people know that it's there.
They have three billboards on, one on I-40, 69, and it advertises for the golf course. That doesn't come out of the golf course budget.
Okay, awesome.
And 5690, Land Management Zone.
Yes, sir.
What is that?
That is everything that we do outside. Fertilizer, pesticide, fungicide, insecticide. Anything that goes down, it could be leak related, possibly. You know, we had to pay some extra money out of some leaks. We could not fix ourselves. We tried with an 8-inch main, and Mr. Jones is actually there to solve it on one day. But that's everything that we have to purchase for the golf course as far as chemicals.
You're showing zero. That's what I was asking.
Your budget says zero.
Why could that? You went from
6,000, yeah, 55 to zero.
I'm looking at 38.
We're still.
I'm looking at 38,000.
What's your total budget been below?
872,415.
We have 864,987.
It's in there twice. It's 56,996.
Where?
It's up above at zero and it's dropped down in the under building operations maintenance.
Oh, 38,000? But we have a different budget than we do total number wise.
Yeah.
Ruby, you know what they have?
That's correct, but it looks like I could just move this line up with the other one and still want to come out to the bottom line. The land management development?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Really?
Well, they're showing we have 864,987. He has, what'd you say there?
872,415.
872.
In land management?
No, talk about.
I got 864.
He has 872.
I
don't
have the
864.
I didn't get the change.
I don't have the 864.
When was that budget completed? Ours says 5/20.
Mine says 5/12/2016.
Ours says 5/20.
The difference might be in the indirect cost. Look at that, because when we first sent the budget out, it kind of went down.
Look at the indirect cost down below.
Right, right.
Let's tell us. Where's it over here?
That's probably where the difference is.
What's the difference?
On my budget that I'm looking at is 102,594, and on the one you're looking at is 95.
That's about 7,000. That's what it is. The difference in indirect costs. So.
We actually asked them to estimate at maybe 32, or I can't remember, and then we kind of got an idea of our new rate, and so it was easier for us to just go full and put it down to 26.
Yeah, your budget rate probably should be 95,000.
Right, so my indirect cost rate was at 28%, and this one over here is at 26%.
Yeah, this changed to 95,266.
Okay.
And actually, the rate came in at 23-something. I can't remember the other day, so this is even a lot of programs will have 34,000 to shift some of that.
I was going to, Chief, I visited Judy Hompe, and she said that later this fall, probably even this winter, that she expected, and you too, possibly, that the land of trust was looking like it was a go for Fountainhead property.
Right.
Can you relate to that?
Yeah, I just got an update today, actually, from our attorney,
And Corps of Engineers has been meeting during the congressional break, and today the Transportation and Infrastructure Committee, Appropriations Committee, has deemed that our request does not need to be a separate bill, so they're going to fold it into the appropriation bill. So what they're saying is it's either going to pass with the rest of the bills that they pass them, or in lame duck, it'll probably pass. And so it's good news there. And then the second thing I was going to add is that this week as well, we met with Jerry McPeak, and the state is now open for us to meet. We're just going to set a date about them having some type of agreement with the whole Fountainhead State Park. And you know, what we'd like to propose is a 5-year co-management program where they keep their level of funding in there for 5 years, because they want us to go in and pave the roads and, you know, build these picnic tables and all that. But we'd like to see them contribute their same amount of money for 5 years. And so hopefully all these things will come together, and then, you know, what we're seeing now will turn around, and people will go down there. And so the interest is high. But yeah, I'm glad you asked, because just got an email about 5 o'clock today on this deal.
Also, in the past, we had an executive director. They had a chance to, we could acquire that land, and instead of those negotiations from the state, we could have got them almost for free. And then the executive director was wanting us to buy it from the state instead of us just accept it. But if we could get those relations, and possibly it looks that way, that'd be awesome. But, you know, just going to Fountainhead was an overall plan. We didn't really want to go sink all this money in a golf course just to throw it away, because it was going to go with the trust process, and hopefully we go ahead and get that plan in place of what we're going to do with it. So anyway, thank you, Chief.
Yeah.
I was going to say, to finish off, is when Mike had a leak and different plugs and problems, we ended up using Housing Plumbing. I think Brad and Rance went over there and fixed those leaks, which would have cost us $20,000 to do that out, and we did that in house, and probably for
$10,000.
Was that for both leaks too?
Yes.
It leaked twice. Done it twice. Two different spots it blew out. And
this is on the 8-inch line,
eight-inch,
our biggest line, and we tried to fix it first. We just didn't have the equipment that they had to fix it. So
save us a lot of money.
Yes, it did. I would like to say one thing about this. You know, this acquisition, as far as the getting the Fountainhead, getting that deal going. There's a lot of people that work for me down there right now that was back there in the old days when the lodge was open, and they actually worked at the golf course, or they worked over at the lodge, and they told me that there was not even grass in the fairways. The greens were terrible, and that place was packed all the time. And you know, I guess my point being is, if that, when that acquisition gets finished, I can truly say that definitely our play would go up at probably at least 1.5 times. And, you know, if the golf course, if we can get to 25,000-30,000 rounds, then we're actually making a little bit of money. And it's just a tough destination. We squeeze everything we can. We still had about 45 tournaments this year. And I know that's not the only thing, but I did see a lack of play for various reasons. I think the Wolffield, like I said a while ago, has a big part to play in that. Not everything. The heat was a different scenario. We had 15 days of above 100 down there, you know, and those things affect your income, obviously. So. But as I know that a lot of you will be down there Friday, and the golf course is in very good shape with the workforce that I have and the budget I'm working on. We're in excellent shape. I mean, I know how to manage budgets. I've been in the golf course business for 36 years. So.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay. Is there a motion to approve the budget?
Motion approved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Roll call, please.
Adam Jones?
Yes.
Pete Beaver?
Yes.
Randall Hicks?
Yes.
David Hill?
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
We have 4 in favor, I guess. That's been approved. Thank you, guys.
Thank you, gentlemen. Have a good evening.
I'll still shake.
Next on the agenda is the complex security. Chief?
This is me.
That's you again, Chief.
On the complex security, really, we're only talking, you know, one position.
Yeah.
And so we did reduce a little bit. Now, Zeke has indicated he's probably going to retire.
Oh.
So I'm not sure if that's going to be the end of October or the end of December. I'm not sure. So we'll bring somebody in at a lower pay grade, and that'll help us there. Otherwise, everything's going to stay the same. There are more demands and around the campus here, you know, food distribution, they have certain days, and community services, I think, there's certain days where they get people in, they want security, so Zeke's been going over there as well. So we've been covering things, we'll continue to cover just like we are.
Okay.
But everything's pretty much fixed, you know, nothing more in travel or mileage. We've got our own vehicle. Yeah, that's pretty much it. I think supplies now, we'll have all the maintenance work done down the GSA, so that saved us some money there.
Okay. Pete, questions?
No questions.
David?
Yeah. His salary went down from last year. I've
know.
Got 38,949. This year's 37,864.
Because that should be his actual.
Be the same. The reason why this last year was, there was like two to five extra pay period days. So it's, you had to put them extra days in there. This year there's not.
Oh, okay. Fine.
That's why.
Any questions? David? Thank you. No, that was Randall.
No.
Hearing none, hear motion to accept the budget as presented.
Second.
Roll call, please.
Adam Jones.
Yes.
Pete Beaver.
Yes.
Randall Hicks.
Yes.
David Hill.
Yes.
Chairman, I got 4 in favor, 0 against.
Yeah, 4 in favor, and against, that's been approved. Thank you, Chief. Moving down to agenda items, other business. In and out, we have a BMJ meeting tomorrow night, 6:30. Any other announcements? Fair motion to adjourn. All in favor, aye.
Aye.
Pete, will give us a benediction.
Chris, we have a caller. Can we give thanks for the day that you have provided us? And we'll have special prayers for those who have lost loved ones. And Lord, watch over us as we travel home. In your son's name we pray. Amen.
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 Thank you.
Luke.
Good job.